This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson won the contest to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday. He will be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt overwhelmingly with 66% of the vote to Hunt's 34%. U.S. President Donald Trump hailed Johnson's victory, saying he's the right man for the job. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports. Well, we'll keep moving. Testifying for the Senate Judiciary Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray describes security threats from China and Russia as more deep, more diverse, more vexing, more challenging than any counterintelligence threat he can think of. Wray said the threat from China ranges from cyber intrusions to corruption of insiders at large and small U.S. companies. He also said U.S. academia remains particularly vulnerable to Chinese efforts to steal publicly funded proprietary research. Asked about the upcoming 2020 U.S. elections, Wray said Moscow remains intent on interfering. He called Russia the number two counterintelligence threat to the United States after China. The White House predicted Tuesday that Congress would approve a new agreement designed to stave off another government shutdown, like the 35-day standoff that shuttered many operations late last year and into January. The agreement would restore the government's ability to pay its bills for the next 2 years by suspending the country's debt ceiling. It would also set annual spending limits through 2021. The pact calls for $1.37 trillion in agency spending in the fiscal year starting October 1st. This is VOA News. As Robert Mueller prepares to go before two House panels tomorrow, the Justice Department is telling him not to stray from his Russia report during the testimony. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
Mueller's a reluctant witness to start with.
The report is my testimony.
And the Justice Department's giving him cover, telling him in a letter to stick to the report, but also not discuss its redacted material, including information about uncharged third parties and executive privilege. The letter provides Mueller a formal directive he can cite if he gets questions tomorrow he doesn't want to answer. In his only statement after being appointed special counsel, Mueller told the nation he would not go beyond the report if he testified. The Justice Department's letter was in response to his request for guidance about limits on his testimony. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A judge in Puerto Rico has issued search warrants for the phones of the U.S. territory's governor, Ricardo Rossello, and 11 of his political allies in connection with a texting scandal. The warrants were issued after at least 10 days of protest against the governor. Rossello has issued an apology and said he won't run for re-election, but he has not stepped down.
I've seen the protest. I've heard the people talk. I've had a process of introspection, and I did. I've made a decision. I'm not going to run. I'm not going to seek re-election. And that way I can focus on the job at hand.
Rossello has been under fire since Puerto Rico's Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between him and several top aides. Some of the messages were laced with contempt for victims of Hurricane Maria, which devastated the island in 2017 and killed 3,000 people. Others contained misogynistic and homophobic slurs against Rossello's political opponents. The Venezuelan government says power was restored to Caracas and five Venezuelan states on Tuesday, after a blackout a day earlier across much of the South American country. Venezuela's latest power outage began Monday afternoon, causing widespread traffic jams and forcing travelers to walk as the nation's rail system quit. Venezuelans also lost access to running water and had difficulty buying food as credit and debit cards became unusable. The government allowed alleged foul play. It claimed an electromagnetic attack had struck the hydroelectric power plant, but the political opposition argued that the outage was caused by government failure. And North Korea's state news KCNA says leader Kim Jong-un has inspected a large, newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.